Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Henshaw. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Henshaw. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Thavenau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Patton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Lucas. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Red Lucas. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields the ball and throws to Lucas covering. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kline moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive towards short. Vaughn catches it and throws to second to double up Kline. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. The Venow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Henshaw covering. Safe. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hartnett moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to third and picks off Jensen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Henshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 1 in the game. Suhr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thevenau moves to second. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lucas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thevenau scores. Patton moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patton scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Patton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-2 in the game. Thevenau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen, who is chasing the ball. Thevenau reaches third base with a triple. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thevenau scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patton takes first base on ball 4. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lucas hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Patton moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thevenau fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thevenau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to second. 1 out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suhr takes first base on ball 4. Hugh Casey now pitching. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Vaughn scores. Suhr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Patton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Klein reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.